Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Brandon Johnson.
Hello, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mr. Brandon Johnson. How are you doing this afternoon, Mr. Johnson?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Everybody who's listening to this show, I believe, will enjoy hearing your story and knowing about your book. So let's begin. Where are you from?
I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I live in Cottondale.
You live where?
I'm in Cottondale, Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right. So how many books have you wrote?
I have five out right now on Amazon and Kindle. But I have seven or eight more being published, and I'm working on my daughter's third book. So when it's all said and done, I eventually have 13.
Oh, wow. So you have your own publishing company, Mr. Johnson.
I get my book self-published, yes, ma'am. And I'm working on a movie for my first book, How the Johnson Boys Were Raised in Cottondale, Alabama, Before and After the Wreck.
Before and after the wreck? Okay, so you were involved in a car wreck.
Yes, ma'am. I was 7 years old.
Okay, tell us about it.
I wrote the book. It took me 2 years to write the book. I hand wrote it, and then I had somebody type it up to correct it all. And I started from the time I was born and my brother was born and up through everything we've been through until the wreck, and then how we made it after the wreck and everything up until, you know, we were pretty much grown. And my little brother, he was at home, or it was school day the next day, and my mama left and went somewhere and left us there with the babysitter, and I stayed. My aunt and uncle come down there to see if I wanted to go stay with them. So I go to school the next morning, and I told them I would, but if I can't take my two brothers with me, then I'm going to stay here and take care of them. And my little brother was 6 months old at the time, and my middle brother was four or five. And the babysitter was driving down the road, trying to put on makeup and smoke a cigarette too. And she ran off the side of the road repeatedly and ended up in the tree. And I flew from the front seat and hit the tree head on. And my middle brother, Justin, kicked out the back window and walked to our aunt to get help. Or call 911. And from there, I wrote about it all.
What were your injuries, sir?
A traumatic brain injury. The doctor said I never broke a bone. I wrote about everything I went through and overcome and trying to touch others out there with disabilities and trying to make something that the readers love to read.
Okay.
But my middle brother didn't have no injuries. He just had bruises on him. But I was the one that got hurt bad, and the babysitter, she had to get cut from the car with the jaws of life, and she had to go get help and relearn to talk and walk and all that again too.
I'm sorry that happened to you, so can you walk? You have no broken bones, so you can walk. You're not in a wheelchair?
I walk with a cane, but if I go, you know, to the mall or someplace big, then I use the wheelchair. So I can still get around. I'm not paralyzed.
that's a blessing. I'm sure you've been a blessing to a lot of people with the books you've wrote. So my understanding is that you have your own publishing company. Am I correct?
Well, I got a friend that does it. He publishes them for me.
Okay. So you're an author.
Yes, ma'am. And
author 13 books?
Yes, ma'am. All of them's not out yet, but I'm in the process of getting 7 more published. 5 out right now. And my 3-year-old daughter at the time, after I finished my first book, she wanted to write a book like her daddy and have it published too. So I sat down and wrote her one. And when I was done with it, she was 4. So it's Piper Johnson's 4-year-old autobiography. And that's my daughter's book.
All right. So what is the name of your book, the particular book that you wrote on your injuries?
How the Johnson Boys Were Raised in Cottondale, Alabama Before and After the Wreck started out with.
And where can that book be found? Where can it be bought at?
It could be bought on Amazon and Kindle.
And what are the names of the 4 other books? Where can they be bought?
They're on Amazon and Kindle, too. It's Piper Johnson's 4-year-old autobiography. Then the other one's Wacky Bob, a kid's book. And then the 3 Unicorns and the 3 Bears, another kid's book. And the last one is a novel for adults. It's called How Johnny Made His Life.
All right. So what do you do? I mean, in your spare time, do you have any clubs or nonprofits that you participate in, any relays or anything like that?
No, ma'am. Right now I'm just trying to get out there and get started because I've done everything on my own and hadn't really put myself out there. I'm trying to, you know, find people to help me get out there. I've had a bunch of interviews here and there, but I've never had one over the phone and on the radio.
Oh, okay, this is different.
Yes, ma'am, I'm all over Facebook.
Yes, sir, I believe that. So this is unique. I'm your first phone interview.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's different. It's different. It's not YouTube.
I've had a couple interviews that was done, and they put it on YouTube. Thanks to Curtis Abrams. He did my last interview at the ballpark with my daughter. And they put it over 30 media, social media networks.
Curtis, yes.
Yes, ma'am, Curtis Abrams.
Curtis referred you to me.
Yes, ma'am, he did.
Yeah.
And he told me I'd have many more interviews to come, too.
Well, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. So, with your injuries and all those things, you're really overcomer. You're a survivor.
Yes, ma'am. I'm lucky to be here because I've been in 2 car wrecks. As a matter of fact, and they're both in my book. I couldn't find the pictures of my first wreck, but the vehicle of the second wreck's in the book, and the first one was worse than that one.
What happened with the second accident?
Riding with a drunk driver. And she ran off the road and hit a tree. And lucky enough, I walked away from that one with just a minor cut.
Lord have mercy. God has really been sparing your life.
Yes, ma'am, he has.
Yes, God has. So, are you married?
I'm engaged, yes, ma'am, and I got a daughter.
All right. That's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
So your goal is to help handicapped people?
I'm trying to touch people with my books. And if I can get this movie going, it'll help too.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you get that movie.
I got to talk to mine and Curtis's friend. His name is Santez, and he got an interview with me sometime or another whenever he gets a chance. Because he made his own movie called Fearless, and I talked to him, and he's going to try to help me out.
You know, you remind me of a story of Tammy Frey. I know this is your interview.
Yes, ma'am.
But this reminds me of an interview I did about 7 years ago. There was this lady who was a basketball coach.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
She was in a car accident, and she ended up paralyzed.
Oh.
Yeah, this is reminds me of an old interview.
Like I said, me and her, we're not the only ones, you know, disabled. And everybody's got a story to tell to touch other people in our same situation or maybe a little different. To give them the drive to keep pushing forward.
Yes, you're trying to inspire people.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
So would you like to talk about the book a little bit?
Like I said,
Don't tell all of it, but just a snippet.
All righty. It starts out from the time I was born up until I've, you know, grown, and there's my two brothers in there and pretty much what they've been through. So it's got a lot to do with car accidents and drugs and him overcoming that. And it's just a lot of stuff that will touch a bunch of people. And that can be found on Amazon or Kindle.
Get off drugs.
It took a lot to get him off. He went to jail, and between me and Mom and my other brother and family members, we talked to him and this and that. And then I had a daughter, and that helped a lot because she come along, and he took up time with her and changed his life all the way around. Now he's got a bunch of animals he takes care of to take his mind off of relapse.
All right. So he's overcome his drug addiction.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That took God and strength.
Yes, ma'am. He had to want to quit, unlike a bunch of other people. But if anybody wants to look me up on Facebook, my name is Brandon Johnson. I'm from Sunndale, Alabama.
Do you have a website?
No, ma'am. I just got Facebook.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about, such as other books?
Like I said, I wrote the first one, and my daughter wanted one, and then from there, I wanted to write kid books. So I'm hoping I can get out there and touch everybody in some way and get them to sell, because I'm thinking of more to write, but I need everybody to help me get them out there to people.
All right. Well, you're definitely a survivor, Mr. Brandon Johnson. You survived two car accidents. There's certainly a reason God wants you here on this earth. There's certainly a purpose for you that God has.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm trying to live every day, you know, just like everybody else, just trying to make it.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I gotta work a little harder than everybody else, but it is what it is.
Yes, sir, it is what it is. That's one of my sayings, too. It is what it is. And I'm not saying it in a negative way, but,
yeah.
You know, sometimes life is what it is. Life is.
Ain't nobody promised tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Nobody is promised tomorrow. That is true. And like you said, and like I like to say from time to time, it is what it is.
Yes, ma'am. You got to go with each day.
One day at a time. That's all you can do. Because like you said, tomorrow isn't promised. You know, because God, you know, he has the final say so.
Yes, ma'am.
You know why he has the final say so? Of course you know. Because of death.
He brought us into this world. He's going to take us out of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you just have to live the best life you can.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Day to day.
And provide for the family.
You know, when you have times when you laugh, you have to remember the times when you laugh. You have to remember the good times as well, you know, because if you don't smile and laugh sometimes, you know, the crying will really get you down.
Yes, ma'am.
The bad things will. When, you know, that's what I've learned. You have to remember the good times, too, when you've laughed and when you smile. Because if you don't, the bad will just pretty much take you down, drag you down.
Yes, ma'am.
And nobody wants that. Everybody deserves joy. Everybody deserves to be happy.
Right. Ain't nobody perfect.
That's right. Ain't nobody perfect. That's true. That's true.
My book tells every, I mean, my book, you know, it'll make you happy 1 minute, and then it got some sad parts and funny parts, too. So I fit on all of them.
All right. So once again, congratulations on your engagement. Congratulations on your upcoming books that are going to be published. And I look forward to seeing your film.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brandon Johnson. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler.
You're very welcome.
You have a good day, sir.
You too.
I'll send you a copy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.